This is a meditation, focused meditation, for feeling love and appreciation for money. Have some money in your hand, bill or a coin, doesn't really matter. Feel it with your hand. Feel what it feels like. Look at it. Take some deep breaths. Breathe deeply, slowly. And just let go of everything else. You're just focused on the money. If other thoughts come to the surface, don't worry about them. Just look at the money. The drawing on it. Look at it in more detail. Realize that this represents the energy of all that is in a solid form. So whatever source of energy is capable of creating everything, life, planets, universes, suns, whatever that energy is, in whatever way we choose to perceive it in our reality at this time, this money is a solid representation of that energy, of that love that creates everything. And we will realize that some more as we go on with this meditation. We'll understand it a little bit more. We'll come to feel it. Bring up a feeling of liking the money that's in your hand. Really liking it. This is yours. It's come to you. Doesn't matter how. It's in your hands now. And it is as pure as the day it was born. It has traveled perhaps various parts of the world, different parts of the country, different parts of the city we live in, the towns we live in. It has traveled from person to person, but now it has come into our hands. We like it. We'd like more of it. Feel what it feels like. It's in your hands. It's yours. It's yours to hang on to. It's yours to give up to someone else. It's yours to let it go free. While holding on to this money and feeling it and looking at it closely, feeling the edges of it, the texture of it, think about all the things that this money has brought us. The recorders that you're listening to right now, the computers, the car, you have the bicycle, the house, the apartment, the very clothes you have on right now were probably brought to you by this money. The money came to you and you exchanged it. And as the money circles and travels, it comes back. It always comes back to us. The more we love it, the more it can come back to us. The more we have true love for this money and all the things it brings us. Think of something you have right now, right where you are this moment, something that's yours, that you purchased with money, and feel love for that item, for the money getting you this item. How money comes into our lives is unimportant. Money comes as easy as air when we allow it. If we resist it, it comes as difficult as we want it to. The more we resist it, the more difficult it comes. Keep thinking about how wonderful it is that all these things we've purchased with the money. The money brought us all these things. Look at this money in your hands and realize that this money brought you all of these things. Everything you have was brought to you by this money. Bring up a feeling for love for this money. It's okay to love this money. It is okay to love it. Because in turn, we are loving that power source, that energy, that love that creates all the universe. This money is simply a solid representation of it. That's why it works so well. That's why we can exchange it for all these wonderful things. And even after that, it still comes back to us. It always comes back to us. The more we love it, the more we allow it to come to us, and the easier we allow it to come to us. Feel the love for it now. In the past, to a certain degree, we've been afraid of this money. We've been afraid to love it. It sounded bad. It sounded evil. But it's not. We are loving what this money does for us. The more we love it, the more we allow the source energy of all that, that creates everything, to come to us. And the more this money flows to us, the easier it flows, the more joyful it flows to us. And now let's bring up even a greater feeling of love for this money. Looking at it, touching it, feeling it, holding it in our hand. Knowing that this money will leave us, it will go somewhere. But in turn, it will bring us something. Always brings us something when it leaves. It leaves something wonderful behind. And then it comes back to us. When it leaves, perhaps we've paid a bill with it, which means we've received electricity, heating gas, a phone service, internet service, clothes, beautiful items, all kinds of wonderful things. So it comes to us. We let it go out. And before it leaves, it gives us gifts. It leaves us with gifts. Sometimes, if we don't love the money, it leaves. And perhaps doesn't leave a gift behind. But that's very seldom. But now we love this money. And in fact, we love it unconditionally. We could put it down right here. And if we came back later and it was gone, that would be just fine. because we know it will come back. Everything we truly love unconditionally will always come back to us, will always leave us gifts when it does need to leave, and it always returns. That's the way love is. That's why the universe and the world and people and plants and animals and everything was created with this incredible energy we call love. We've confused the word with love with many other things, but we understand that the energy of all is love, and that this material thing is a physical, material representation of that power. Same as the sun is, same as our physical body is, same as the clothes we're wearing, same as the thing we are sitting on. Everything is a physical representation of that incredible energy that flows in the universe totally, abundantly, always. It's our choice to resist if we choose. But now, we love this money. Because as we are loving this money, we love ourselves, we love the energy, the source, the love that creates everything, which is like the Creator. As we love this physical representation here, we love everything that there is to love. And as this money leaves us, it's filled with love and spreads that love. And the money that comes back to us will be filled with love also. In turn, bring us even more joy. In turn, bring us even more gifts, larger gifts, more joyful gifts. That's the way money works. That's why those who love money find it comes to them as easily as breathing air. Love it unconditionally, which means we can let go unconditionally because we know it will return. So we love unconditionally. We just love. We bring up a feeling of loving. Hold it next to you. Push it against you. Like perhaps you would hold a small child or a puppy or a kitten. Just hold it and bring up a feeling of love. Feel love for this money. In a sense, feel thank you, appreciation for all it has brought us. Everything we have virtually comes from this money. Yes, some things may have been given to us, but those things were probably purchased by money by another, and so money, in a sense, has had a hand in us receiving these items. Feel love for them. Feel love for this money. As you begin to get a sense for this money, you'll probably feel a sense of being reconnected. It's almost like you were disconnected from it. And by that, you felt a little disconnected from the source, because this money is the source. Just like all objects are physical representations of the source. They were created by the source, filled with source and held together by the source. If the source pulls its energy, money vanishes. It no longer exists. So what you're holding in your hand is the source. And in a sense, we're reconnecting. We're reconnecting with our own ability to love something unconditionally. As we practice loving this money, unconditionally. We, in a sense, practice loving unconditionally. And as we begin to love more and more unconditionally, able to feel it more and more each day as we practice, each day, every day, make that commitment, the ability to have and feel unconditional love will grow. And as it grows, we simply end up opening to receive. The door opens and all the things that we've been asking for many years, the universe will start flowing them in, because those things have been sitting there. The minute we ask, the universe creates them. If we cannot receive them, then they go elsewhere, but the minute we allow ourselves to receive them, they will be created for us and given to us immediately. They start coming to us right away. So as we feel unconditional love for this money, we feel reconnected to this money. It's like an old friend we were mad at or upset at or afraid at, and we never looked at it. There is no need for that. There is no need to be afraid of this little bit of paper or this little coin. They just wanted to come into our lives, share its gifts, and move on to someone else, and share its gifts there and move on to someone else. And in the meantime, more is coming to us and wanting to share its gifts, and circulates. It constantly gives, constantly circulating, and constantly giving. And it's okay to keep money also. It's good to keep it, because as you keep it, it creates energy and builds a magnetic pool where the money is filled with love from you and thereby attracts more to it. The money loves to go where there is money. It's like people love to go where there are other people. Money loves to go where there is money. So as you collect some of it and put it away, and you love it, that love grows for it, it radiates with love, it sends out a signal to money everywhere, because it's all connected, and it says, come here, it's beautiful here. And when you have a bunch of it, a whole bunch of it, and you say, I will let some of this money go free. I'm going to purchase that beautiful car. And then the money sets itself free. You receive this wonderful car, a gift from the money, as it goes into the world with all your love. It spreads from person to person and comes back, bringing all its friends with it. It always comes back. The more we love it unconditionally, the more it comes back. Feel the love for it. All this time while I'm talking, feel the love for it. Bring up a feeling of love for it. Whatever amount you can find, bring it up. Find it in you. Search for it. However small it is, bring up the feeling. Whatever amount, bring it up. Each day it will get better. Each day it's going to come easier, faster, stronger. Each day this love will grow that you have for money. Each day the money itself will expand and grow and radiate out more love and call more to it. Even if you let this very money go that's in your hands now, it will come back. It's already filled with love from your intent. Your very intent to do so has already started the process. When you begin to feel it, has a level of strength at the end. The more you feel it, the stronger it becomes. Feeling it also is allowing. Sometimes it is difficult to feel because we don't allow ourselves. That's why we have those wonderful feelings. They're indicator of how much we're allowing ourselves to love this money. The love is already pouring to us and flowing through us and flowing to the money by our intent for it to be so. But as we bring up the feeling, it becomes stronger, finer, more beautiful. Each time we practice feeling it more, it becomes stronger, more powerful, more beautiful, more magnetic. And each time we bring up the feeling and it gets stronger, it stays with us longer. Make the commitment now to stay here, right here in this spot, till you have a feeling. A gratefulness for money. This money in your hand is a representation of all money in the world. For it is all interconnected. Money, although it seems separate in coins and dollars, it's really one. It is that interconnected. So continue bringing up a feeling, finding it, nurturing that feeling, bringing it up, expanding it. When you are truly happy and satisfied that you have expanded from the day before, brought up an expanded feeling of love for it, then you can stop. Make the commitment to stay here until you find that feeling. Nurturing it like a baby, like a kitten, like a puppy. It will grow. And once it grows, it itself will radiate back to you a feeling. You'll end up with two feelings. The feeling of love for money and an immense amount of joy for feeling that love. And that is an indicator of the return radiation of love coming back to you already. It's hard to feel that until you allow yourself to feel love. Once you allow yourself to feel love, then you can feel the return. It's a very exciting time to feel that. And as you practice, day after day, continue to practice. Tomorrow or next day, use a different coin, a different bill. Every few days, change your bill. Let this one go. Let it go out there with all the love that you filled in it. Find a new bill, a new coin. Fill it with love. With your unconditional love, just loving it. For all it has done for us. Love it like a friend. Look at it as a friend. This money is your friend. And if you ask it to give a gift to a friend of yours, you can take this money, lay it down somewhere, take a gift in its turn, and give that gift to a friend. This money will do all kinds of wonderful, joyous things for you and people you know. It's an amazing thing. A very amazing thing. A very loving thing. That is why those who love money have a lot of money and it comes to them very easily. They just truly, naturally loved money. Didn't see any need to fear it. And now, we are there. We are loving money. Love this money with all you can. Love this money with everything you have in you. This is a perfect place and a perfect way to practice the absolute maximum ability of love that you can expand and feel. Practice is here. This is a good place to start. Continue on.